So right now I'd like to welcome a wonderful songwriter. Most of you know him. Please welcome Terrence Hegarty.
Yes, I will. I will step right up. Well, it's not the time for sensitive me, I don't think. So it's going to be nasty me. And I hope you like it. It's a song called Hecatomb. Hecatomb is a funny word. Because it has tomb in it, T-O-M-B, we think it has something to do with a grave, but it's actually Hecaton Bay in Greek, which means, is that 100 or 1,000? Who knows their Greek? Heka. Nobody knows? 100, good, okay. It means 100, it's an old, they think it probably is an old sacrifice from ancient Greek religion where they killed 100 head of cattle and they felt that that was enough for any god to give them what they wanted. So it came to be used as just almost a synonym for massacre eventually. And, you know, people started talking about the hecatombs of the First World War and things like that. Hecatombs of Gaza, whatever you want to do it, you know. It's a funny word. But anyway, the first time I did this was in Club Passim, and I told this. Sometimes I like to do these very creative introductions, which I'm not doing tonight. But I went on and on about how it was written by a guy who had an experience at Club Passim, where he was a Harvard undergraduate, and he'd sung this song and people didn't like it, so he decided the next time he came around he was going to kill everybody, and he pulled out a gun and he killed everyone at Club Passim, and the police and Harvard University and the Cambridge police conspired to hush it all up so no one knew this had happened. And there was actually, I was, you know, obviously not being serious, but somebody in the audience really believed this. So I swore I'm never going to do that again, you know. It's a terrible thing to do. So anyway, this is his song. I was standing in the spotlight, spilling ego on the room, when I thought I felt a murmur brush my sleeve. But I couldn't stop my word hoard, so I made a hecatomb. There were no survivors, no one left to grieve. Now with hell is other people, we have just ourselves to blame. If we merely fuss and fume and curse and swear, as a semel cognoscenti, we must emulate the dame who eradicates the lice that spoil her hair. Oh yes, why should we take chances when the hecatomb enhances what we're living on this planet to enjoy? Do away with stupid sharing. Aren't you sick of fucking caring? Oh, you lovely girl, won't you be your lovely boy? Yes, let's fornicate and slumber in our earthly paradise, with no social consciousness to bring us pain, while way down there in Gehenna, those industrious old lice manufacture and distribute and abstain. Yahoo!
That was great. One more hand for Terrence.